Good evening, my lovely heroes, and welcome to the next episode of the broadcast show Jonathan's Charming Universe with breaking news. Nowadays, supernatural things like zombies, werewolves, witches, and especially vampires are loved, and many of you guys are fascinated by them. Well, who wouldn't love to have a boyfriend like Damon of the Vampire Diaries? But it seems that Hollywood has clouded the truth about these creatures. Yesterday in the afternoon in our amazing city Düsseldorf, an eyewitness has seen the most disgusting and frightening thing in the world. She has witnessed the murder of a young, beautiful blonde woman. So this sounds like a part of a horror movie. The older man, as she describes, was sucking her blood out of her neck. Wow. Okay, actually this could be a horror movie, and I found this extremely juicy and started to research about this case, and let me just say one thing. Creepy. Such murders actually happened between 1913 and 1931, and the guy wasn't handsome at all, as Hollywood movies represent vampires. If you don't believe me, go on channelschamminguniverse.com and take a look at the pictures I posted. Well, Peter Curtin, aka the German serial killer, and who's also famous under the name the Vampire of Düsseldorf, killed many women, children, well, even men, not to speak of animals. He molested, raped, killed, and sucked the blood out of them until there was not a tiny little drop left. When he was finally arrested, he probably should have said goodbye to the world, because he was executed on July 2, 1931 by decapitation in Cologne. So how can it be that after about 80 years later, these kinds of murders are happening again, although this monster is dead? I have two theories. Well, actually three. First of all, the murderer could be a serial killer who is not only a bit screwy but mentally deranged, because his idol is Peter Curtin. Well, better than Justin Bieber. The next one includes that Curtin is still among us. And he is a real vampire. It's like in these Twilight movies where the Cullens always return to their house every 80 years. How mesmerizing! Third and last theory, Curtin is dead. But there's another vampire who is doing a sloppy job and not hiding his victims very well. To get more information about this case and to prove one of these theories, I have invited two guests today. Hello and welcome, Sarah. You are the eyewitness who has seen everything. Tell me every little detail.
You can't imagine. I really saw him. Oh my God, I saw him. I was writing on my essay for the essay writing course in the lecture hall at university. Oh my God, it was so horrible. I heard something rustling, and when I stood up to look what was happening over there, I realized that there was a creature holding my friend Juliet in his arms. First, I thought that this creature was kissing Juliet, but then I saw its mouth on her neck and big blood drops on the floor.
Oh my, this sounds terrible. And she was your friend. I'm so sorry for you.
Yes, I miss her so much. Juliet was a beautiful young girl. She was sitting next to me in Mrs. Habit's oral skills course.
My deepest condolences.
Thank you.
I mean, what happened after that?
Suddenly, the creature let her fall down and he genuflected and licked up the blood from the floor.
What?
Juliet wasn't conscious anymore, and I was so scared to take a step forward. After having licked up all the blood, he went on with sucking Juliet's blood from her neck.
Ugh.
He continued with that for a while, and then he purred very loudly and began to pet Juliet's hair while singing her a lullaby. He kissed her on her forehead very softly and said, "I love you, my beautiful blondie."
That sounds very trashy, like in the Twilight sagas. Oh, I'm so sorry. Please continue.
Well, then he stood up and took a bottle and a hose out of his jacket. He put the hose on her neck and filled up the bottles with blood and put them back in his jacket. After all this, he took a blue bag and put Juliet into it and carried her with him out of the lecture hall.
What?
While he was singing, "I love you, my breakfast, and I love you, my dinner. Cute, cute blondie."
Wow, this is appallingly sick. And he never saw you?
No. I was hiding behind the seats the whole time in order to not be seen. He killed my dear Juliet in front of the blackboards, where usually the lecturer speaks to the class. The light in the hall was dimmed, and I wore black this day, so thank God he wasn't able to see me.
Lucky you. I just can't believe it. This is beyond words. That makes me speechless, and let me tell you something. This hardly never happens. Well, I have invited an expert, a real vampirist to ask some questions. Hello and welcome, Miss Gawain.
Hello.
Is it really possible that Miss Sarah has seen a real vampire?
Well, my dear mademoiselle, thank you first of all so much for inviting me to your broadcast radio show.
You're welcome.
As you are aware of, since there has been so much about vampires everywhere and like in books, for example, The Vampire Diaries or in Hollywood productions, for example, in True Blood, my knowledge about them seems to be kind of redundant. But let me answer your question. It's simply impossible that Miss Sarah has seen a real vampire in a lecture hall. Times are difficult for us. Vampires are afraid of human beings.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays we stay in our coffins all day long and we are listening to audiobooks. We are online. Actually, you can follow me on Twitter.
I will do that for sure. So that means that you don't go hunting either?
We vampires have completely changed our behavior, so yes, we don't hunt anymore.
That means that you have finally discovered the veggie burger?
No, we still need blood in order to stay alive, but you can't imagine how rich we are. Due to the fact that we have a family history which goes back for centuries,
wow. We
have uncountable treasures like paintings, jewelry, gold, properties, and of course money.
Amazing! Another question which always has interested me. How old are you?
Very old.
So you're not gonna tell me?
I won't.
But why?
For a very simple reason. I don't know it. I'm too old.
That's sad. But to lighten your mood, I have to confess that you don't look older than 28.
Merci.
You're welcome. Coming back to the treasures, if you have so many of them, where are you putting them?
Everywhere on earth. I owe millions of euros.
Perhaps you are interested in adopting me? I'm just joking. Well, actually not, but let's continue. You said before that you don't hunt, but you still need blood to exist. Where are you getting it?
It's much easier for us to buy blood on eBay than killing beautiful young ladies or, in my case, handsome boys.
Mm-hmm.
Money doesn't matter. Even special deals such as buy two, get one free aren't attractive because I can afford everything.
Wow.
Even rare blood types, which aren't inexpensive. Vampires are upper class. We like to be called gourmet vampires.
On eBay? I have to check that. Speaking of gummy vampires, I have some garlic here. Are you going to run away screaming or do you want some?
I love garlic. Give me the whole bunch. I can't explain why everyone thinks we do not like garlic. That is most annoying.
Well, what about the sun? Can you go outside in the middle of the day or are you gonna burn?
No, with sunblocker 60, I do never burn.
And do you sparkle like Edward Cullen and shine bright like a diamond?
We never sparkle as those cruel bloody werewolves do when they transform into their true selves. We are well-educated, sophisticated members of society who don't suffer from cold extremities as it is presented in film and literature.
Uh-huh.
You know, there are no limits to plastic surgery nowadays.
Right.
Vampires have feelings. They don't have a body temperature that is at 0.
Mm.
Their only wish is to live in peace and harmony. Unlike many centuries ago, we know that we did so many things wrong in the past, but we really want to be given a second chance. We have a good heart.
Aw, that sounds so sweet. Aww. I hope that people all over the world are listening to this and change their mind concerning your race, Miss Gawain. So, all the reasons you've listed are proof that this creature Sarah was telling about is not, I repeat, not a vampire, right?
That's completely true. He can't be a vampire. A real vampire would never kill a human being nowadays. And if we killed someone, we wouldn't do it in this very reckless way.
Thank you so much for your opinion and for sharing some of your race's private information. Well, my dear and lovely heroes, as you can hear, last night some crazy things happened and no one really knows who actually committed this murder. Was it a vampire or a serial killer? Or is Peter Curtin back? According to Miss Gawain, it can only be a mad serial killer. But according to Sarah, it was a vampire. Maybe even the vampire of Düsseldorf? If you have any clues, then feel free to write on the show's homepage or contact the police, even if you only want to comment. Should I get more info on this topic, I will be giving you all a shout. Thanks for listening to Jalen's Charming Universe, broadcast from the now very cold Düsseldorf, where a murderer is possibly searching for his new prey. So don't get caught. And please, all the beautiful, young, blonde women out there, be very cautious. You could be the next one. Goodbye, my lovely heroes. Until the next time. XOXO!